Good afternoon, Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. It's Karen Reganson calling back about Mally. Sorry I missed your call.
That's okay. That's okay. Let me just get the blood test results up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, something's worked. I think he's just really, he's chirping nonstop. He's, you know, perching, running around the cage better. So I think we've definitely given him something that's really helped him out. He looks a lot better so far.
Oh, good. What did you think before, like, what was your concern before about how he looked?
Oh, just the sort of lethargy, I guess.
Yeah, just a bit quiet and stuff.
Yeah, and that's it. Honestly, that's him just, if you can hear that, just chirping away, eating well. Busy, look good. Honestly, looks looks really good. So something's worked from this morning.
Oh, wow.
One of the three drugs. So, and yeah, look, on the blood test, I can see that the sort of complete blood count with the red cells and white cells looks really normal. That's all perfect. So there's sort of overwhelming inflammation or infection, it seems.
Okay.
He can still possibly have like a bit of an infection in his crop without sort of major blood changes. That's still possible, but certainly nothing too nasty, which is really good. So that's all normal.
Okay.
Kidney function, sort of secondary sort of liver function as well, looks really good. Calcium, protein, things like that, all fine. Honestly, it's really just the cholesterol that's back up again. So it's about 20.2 now. And there's
Holy shit, it's up higher.
Yeah, a bit of icterus as well. So let me just, what was the last one? It was 13.4. So it has climbed up a little bit. So
I wonder how that's happened.
Yeah. Just tell me again, Karen, just tell me everything he gets on every day for food.
Okay. So he has the Paswell pellets or crumbles, I think they might be called.
Yep.
In a little jar, and then he's getting some millet.
Mm-hmm. How much millet does he get every day?
Like I covered the bottom of the bowl.
Yep.
He definitely doesn't eat anywhere near that amount.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably only eating like a teaspoon or even, most a teaspoon, I suppose.
Sure.
Level. And then he has the chop, which is like half a frozen or one, like a half to one frozen ice cube.
Yep.
Equivalent of chopped veggies.
Yep.
And then I might give him a couple of sunflower seeds. That's not every day. He likes frozen corn as well, cooked.
Yep.
Like two or three pieces of that every second night.
Mm-hmm.
And then he might get
seeds or nuts or anything?
Yeah, so there's this occasion when we take him outside in the cage to get some sun. I give him this treat bar. It has some nuts in it.
Yeah, okay.
Like macadamia nuts and sunflower seeds and things. And he's having that for a lot less time than he used to. And he used to have a forage tray in the house with similar things, and he doesn't get that either. He stopped that straight away.
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of surprised the cholesterol's gone up.
Yeah.
He might get some chia seeds as well as a reward for having the medication, but that's not every night either.
Chia too, cool. Well, that's it. I guess when I think about birds that have, fatty liver problems, lots of, cholesterol, triglyceride changes, typically all the things that cause it are usually seed and nuts, like the veggies and the pellets are fine.
Yeah.
I guess the thing for him is because he's only like 30 grams, Cara, he doesn't even actually need 3 grams of food a day, which when you think about it, it's like, that's probably a level teaspoon, I guess, isn't it? You know?
Mm.
So he really honestly doesn't need very much. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, even though it sounds like we're not giving him a whole lot, I'm sure he's probably still maybe just ingesting too much seed and nuts for his just general body size. And that's it. You know, they know, again, they don't have a lot of sort of taste receptors, but they know what's fatty. They know what has lots of carbs in it. And that's what we find they go for. So I think what we can try and do in the short term straight away is we just drop him back just to Paswell pellets and just veggies. That's it.
Yep.
So the other stuff, like he could have maybe one or two or like a couple little millet seeds as a little treat every day. But even that, each one of those is probably like, a couple of hot chips for him. That's really good, I guess. And for him, like one sunflower seed or, like a little bit of piece of nut would be like one Big Mac, definitely.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, and that's it. It's just because he's so tiny. It's just like everything for him is just like upscale. So
yeah.
All that sort of stuff for us is super healthy, but for him and just his size, I think that's probably what's doing it. But I think what I would say is let's just cut him back to the basics, like the pellets and the veggies. And I think we should find with some more time and some more medication, and let's get him through whatever this weird sort of episode is as well. I think we'll probably find the cholesterol should hopefully reduce after that time, after a month or two. He can have like long term liver damage and problems that will always make it high. But I think if he's still getting some of those things, I'd be really interested to cut them out totally and then see what the true result is as well.
And so if I took a photo of the chop, I don't know whether I could email that or what. It's probably like an inch long and half an inch wide, this little cube. I don't know that he'd be too happy to start with if we only gave him half a cube and then the pellets. Is a whole cube a day? Because he does waste most of it. All right.
Yeah. Look, with the veggies, I'm not really too worried with how much he eats. I would just keep the same amount there. And the type of veggies for him, it's not really a big deal with his cholesterol and stuff, but generally I just prefer like leafy greens, broccoli, cauliflower, capsicum, chili, stuff like that.
Did he eat any of that in there by any chance?
He hasn't really touched our sort of stuff, but he's just eating some of the seed we're offering him. But yeah, I think long-term, when he's a bit happier at home, I think we'll probably find he'll do that. And when he doesn't have access to all the millet seeds and all the other good stuff, I think he'll probably find he will eat some more of the sort of less enticing things.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't feel like you have to drop that down just yet. If we find he's still heavy, we can definitely look to reduce his pellets and his veggies as well from there. But most birds limit their sort of intake when they get just veggies and pellets.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So that's all.
Well, that's a worry about the cholesterol. But with his enzymes being normal, does that mean he doesn't have liver damage at all?
I would say probably the medication is probably working well, is probably how I would interpret the test that he's been on. It's still possible that he does have it, but I think it seems like there's not sort of active sort of liver cell destruction or anything anymore. So I think it's definitely what we want to see. But it'll be interesting once we change his diet, how the cholesterol goes.
Okay. So yeah, no nut bar, no treat bar, maybe one sunflower seed maybe once or twice a week.
Yep. And then just you can have like one or two or three little millet seeds as a little treat every day.
Oh wow. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Mm. All right, thank you.
That's okay. He won't be too happy about that. It will be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he will be too happy, but you're right, that cholesterol is very concerning. Never heard of anything. What should it be? Like ours? Less than five?
Yeah, that's usually about the same. Five or six, less than five or six. So yeah, it's about three and a half times more than it should be.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Thanks for doing all that.
All the parrotlets I see, Carol, they're all overweight. They've all got liver problems just because they are. Mm. They just need almost nothing. You know, it's crazy. You know, they're just so tiny. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's good to see that there's nothing else, it seems, that's really happening. So
yeah, thank you. Glad he's chirped up. I mean, perked up, not chirped up.
Well, could you come in today maybe about 3:30 or so to send him home?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'll book then in for his discharge. I think what we'll do is we'll just keep up the meds I put him on now and his liver meds, and we'll just put him on that for a week or so. And just see that he slowly gets better over the week with you guys as well, and then we'll just taper off the other meds.
Okay.
But yeah, really good, honestly, really good progress from this morning, which is good to see.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Brock.
All good. All right, we'll see you at 3:30. Thanks, Cara.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.